This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. Happy Holiday Friday. Anyone going out of town? Any big plans? Nothing?
Nothing big.
Coaching.
Man, you would think that today was a holiday, too, because there is nobody in
here. Yeah.
There were so many options to park whenever I pulled into the garage.
I pulled in, I'm like, oh.
I just started laughing.
Yeah. I mean, in fairness, people probably did tack this day on to the, you know.
Don't be fair.
At least I want to believe that that's the case. Some people are like, I don't need to do anything today.
So, Rach, you have a hot take on the porn industry?
I do. I keep seeing kind of this new generation of porn actresses.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to say anybody's name, but we might all know their names because they like to have relations with many men in one day.
Gotcha.
Right? You know who I'm talking about?
I'm tracking. Yeah.
I see this content on not just Twitter. I kind of expect it from Twitter or X, rather. The algorithm has already dragged me into this spot. I'm going to have a hard time getting out at this point, right? But on Instagram, there is no reason that I should be seeing stuff like this in my Explore page, but I see it all the time. And I can't help but think about the fact that there's an Instagram for teens and there are 12-year-olds on Instagram and they're probably seeing the exact same content that I'm seeing. And what it is it's these porn actresses going on podcasts and presenting their lifestyle as a totally valid, normal, appealing, you know, like this is a path you can take and here's all the money I'm making and here's why I'm so happy and here's why I love what I do. Look, ladies, I'm happy for you. I'm glad you're having a good time. But to present this as if it's like, this is totally normal, girls. Hey, 11-year-old who just got your first ever Instagram, take a look at this content. This is what you could grow up to be. I find it so wildly inappropriate. And I just feel like we need better boundaries when it comes to social media and then that side of the internet. We have to be keeping these things separate. And I think it should be like a two-pronged approach. I think we need to personally be shunning this type of content. Like, when I see it, I should be reporting it. And, like, I don't want to see this. Get this away from me. Don't get sucked in. Don't watch how ridiculous it is. Because that's how they get you, is that it's ridiculous and it's over the top and it's meant to provoke you and make you feel a certain type of way, a lot of times outraged. We have to resist the urge to be like, what? What did they say? I have to learn more. But then these social media platforms have to take a stand and be like, sorry, we don't platform you when it comes to pornography. We don't do pornography on Instagram. We don't do pornography on Twitter. We don't do pornography on Facebook. If you are in the porn industry, you can't promote your podcast here. I mean, is that crazy of me to say? Is that an infringement on free speech or what? I just feel like we're going to a really weird place where something that used to be kept quite separate from polite society is now just mingling in and becoming so accepted and so normalized. And I can't be the only one who finds that troubling.
I mean, no, first of all, there's no First Amendment issue because these are private companies. So we can tell them, I mean, the government could tell, not government, but these companies could simply say, we're not doing this. But they don't. And look at Twitter. Twitter didn't used to have adult content anywhere.
Yeah.
Now they do because Elon. Because he's just like, whatever, I don't care. Just put it on there and it'll just show up randomly. And it sometimes it's like ads for OnlyFans people or it's things like that. Other times it's just sex toys. Like just ads for that sitting there, right? And it's ads for everything. They're literally every time you look at a set of replies to a post, there are going to be some ads on there for something. And they're always bots. It's a bot 100,000% of the time. And there's no desire to police it.
Mm-hmm.
None whatsoever. And I don't know what anybody can do about it because it's the internet. So it's not like radio, right? It's not like broadcast TV where there are actual laws about what you can and can't put out there.
And that's the thing that gets me so frustrated is because I can't say what I actually want to say. I can't tell you guys what I actually see on a platform like Instagram and the things that are being said on these podcasts and just distributed and anyone has access to it. If I said that, I'm pretty sure I would get fired from KMOX. Seriously. If I were, even though it's not necessarily violating the FCC, but if I were to just repeat the things that these people are saying, there would be no home for me on the radio. Mm-hmm. So it's like, so why do you get to do it there?
Mm-hmm.
Where, like, I don't think there's that many 8-year-olds listening to the Dave Glover Show on KMOX right now unsupervised, right? Like, but how many of them have a smartphone and can pop open an app and just, oh, this is normal? This is how all 22-year-old girls act, right?
Is it, real question, is it the fact of the porn or is it the type that we're talking about?
It's the fact that these porn stars are able to, like, whenever I was growing up, whenever I was a teenager in my early 20s, it was like, that person does porn, and that's all they do. Now it's, they make a day in the life video with the porn stuff sprinkled in, and these companies just platform it as if it's just totally normal and okay.
And what about if the response was, you have no right to shame me for what I am doing that is perfectly legal and consensual?
I mean, I guess that's one way to approach it. I feel like we are going down a really stupid path if we can't shame people over this stuff, though.
Interesting.
Like, if you can't say, like, hey, you know what? Not in front of the kids.
Really, you can't do that stuff in public.
I'm not allowed to say that. I'm not allowed to be like, I don't think this is appropriate for the mainstream internet. I don't think it's appropriate for me to flip on CBS tonight and see this kind of content. So I don't think it should be up on Instagram, right?
Mm.
And it should mostly be it should be automatic that you can have settings that block anything like that.
Yeah.
Right. I should be able to go on Twitter as an example and say, here are the things I don't want to see. I don't want to see. I mean, the problem is, though, that those are all revenue sources for these services, mm-hmm. which is why they don't care. They're making money doing it. Like those are ads. Those are being paid for. And that's where they're. So their response is going to be, why would I lose money mm-hmm. just because you don't want to see something? Just scroll past it is what they're going to tell me, which is fine. I can scroll past it. I don't care. I do. I just like, well, that's terrible. But as Rach points out, there are a lot of people that are underage that are on all of these social media apps.
The thing is, though, because the only thing I have is TikTok. And my understanding is if you look at something for even a few seconds, it goes, okay, he's into it. Some of these things are very difficult to not look at for 5 seconds.
You're just trying to figure out what the hell's going on.
Yeah. And yes. I'm not talking about like, oh, look, it's nipples. I'm talking about like a story.
Right.
And you're like, right. Am I hearing what I... Is this real?
Right.
Does this person really do what she said that she did? Because that's craziness. And the next thing you know, you're getting more of it.
Yeah. And if at any point you guys think I shouldn't be saying this, just stop me. But the thing that really set me off about this was a couple weeks ago, this one particular porn star was making this content with a girl who had just turned 18. We all know that's a genre, right?
Right.
That's a very sought after genre in that industry.
Yeah.
And the videos they were making were like, I'm going to teach her how to be just like me. And it was so explicit. It was so ridiculous. Things were being said. If you saw it on a porn site, okay, you're in that area. So it's like, all right, I'm not trying to police the speech there. But to just be saying it in polite society, it's far too much. And it really bothered me that they were playing on the, like, she's barely legal. She's so innocent. She has no clue what's going on, but I'm going to show her. And then it's just like, on your Instagram feed, it just, maybe I'm just getting older. Maybe I'm just a prude. Maybe I'm way too uptight. Fine. Call me whatever you want. I don't think we should be mixing these things the way we are. Like, I get that it's the internet, but Meta bought Instagram in 2012, whenever it was, and you're supposed to be like family friendly to an extent. They don't let you just post nudity. They don't let you just post other bad things. So why do you get to flirt with it so heavily? And like, you get to do everything but the actual act. Like, just, I just don't think it's appropriate at all. And it just becomes so normalized that it's like, I'm going to have these girls on my podcast and we're going to talk it out. And it's like, okay, fine if you want to do that. But then you're taking the extra step of uploading it to Instagram where it's getting mixed in with like people's family photos. I just think we're going crazy.
Well, that's the ultimate issue, I think, is that this has become extreme, especially for the youth of America. This has become extremely mainstream.
Yeah.
It's become, sex work has become a very, very mainstream thing. And while I am supportive of that,
it shouldn't be wrong.
Of sex work, I'm not supportive necessarily of it being mainstream to the point where this exploitation is just becoming like, it's just how, people who are in their teens and like early 20s are just consuming the world through pornography.
You should expect to be exploited.
Yes, you're consuming the world through exploitation and pornography, and that I think is not great. Yeah. What do you think, Dave?
Yeah, and you shouldn't be shamed to say that, and you also shouldn't have to be a holy roller to say that.
Right.
I'm not a religious person, but if you have some woman saying like, oh yeah, I just did this with 1,000 men, I don't think that that's appropriate. That to me is a separate bridge. And again, maybe now I'm the prude. But you get to be a prude, if that's what it's called, in 2025 if you don't want to see content about someone having 1,000 partners.
I just think we need to be more discerning. The media needs to be more discerning. There's a reason I'm not saying the names of these people I'm talking about right now, because I really, if you've been fortunate enough
to avoid it,
I don't really want you to go Google it. I don't want to give them more clicks. I mean, let them make their money, whatever, but it has no place on KMOX, so why does it have a place on an app that they're literally redesigning to make it more friendly towards children?
I don't want to make this about Trump, because what a far stretch that is, but we all know that there have been several stories of things that Trump has said that we couldn't say
on KMOX. Say it.
So what does that tell you about society when the president of the United States is saying things that we will get fired for saying on KMOX?
Yeah. Well, I think we also have a little bit of misplaced rage when it comes to parents wanting to protect kids, which I think is great, but you're fighting the wrong fights. You're worried about what outfit is in a Target, or you're worried about what's at a library. Your kid's phone has it all.
Yeah, good point.
And you can say,
especially the library thing.
I mean, just like, again, I'm not saying that there aren't problems outside of this, but this is the big one. Your kids have phones. They have phones when you're not supervising them. Those phones are connected to the internet. And even if you think it's only Instagram, it's only Facebook, it's only Twitter, it's there. It's there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's worse than anything you're going to get in any of the other places that you're outraged about.
Yeah.
You should be way more outraged about this.
Yeah.
Because this is going to reach your kid.
Yeah.
If your kid is 12, 13, 14, it is absolutely reaching them.
And I just think it's sad that, like, we even have to have this conversation, and I have to put so many disclaimers on it where it's like, look, I don't want to make anybody upset. Like, No, we should just be able to be like, this is gross. Don't do that. Keep it to yourself. Keep it in an appropriate place in the spaces you've created for this. Don't bring it into real life. We don't want this in real life.
I don't know who I'm talking about when I say this. I don't know what person, group of people, or groups have so successfully done this. But when you're afraid, as a 60-year-old normal person, to say on the radio, I think it's wrong when people sleep with 1,000 people in a day, and you're worried about the backlash, they have been so successful at this campaign of normalizing it.
Oh, yeah.
When we're worried that we're going to be the bad guys for saying maybe little girls shouldn't be seeing this sort of content.
And it just makes you wonder, like, you know, we fought so hard for feminism and putting women on equal footing with men, right? But how did we end up at this place where it's like the message seems to be coming from so many different places that the ultimate way to empower yourself is to become a sex object for men?
The supreme way.
That's the
preferred
way.
As long as you do
way.
It on your terms, yeah, then like, you're at the highest like level
that,
of...
That can't be the path for everybody. Again, it works for some people. For some people, they're very happy in that lifestyle, and good for you. Like, go ahead. But why are we as a society selling it as like, this is your path to
the
happiness?
Ultimate.
Yeah, it's not. It's not going to work out for the vast majority of people who try to make this happen.
Yeah, do you think
happen.
The vast majority of men are out there going like, well, you got us on this one, boy. Yeah. No, they're just partaking in all this stuff that's just out there in the mainstream now.
Yeah.
To me, society has never been more sexualized. Mm. It's never been easier to see something, and it's never been harder to avoid.
Yeah.
Oh, that part's hard to, that you can't argue that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, Ophthalmology Associates. Never prouder.
Sorry, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Welcome back, DGS on KMOX. Happy Friday. Hope you all have a great holiday weekend. So, Wheels, you're ready for the boomers to step aside?
I mean, in politics, not in life. You know, like, I want my parents around for a while longer. You know?
Had enough time here.
No, it's just like, I know we've talked about it a bit, but it stays in the news because you saw the other day, Jerry Connolly passed away, and he's a representative from Virginia. And he announced a couple of days after he was reelected that he had esophageal cancer. And we've had now, I think, three different members of Congress pass away just since the beginning of March. And I think there have been six or seven in the last year and a half. And I, at some point, doesn't the next group get a chance? Like, where are the Gen X leaders in national politics? Hmm. Now, they maybe some getting in there, right? Like, J.D. Vance is the vice president. He fits into that. There are others in there. But, you know, it's fascinating to me that we continue to do this over and over and over again, and it's becoming a bigger and bigger problem. If Joe Biden had been reelected, forget mental state and all of that, he's now got a very serious cancer, and that would be the president of the United States. And it's not about just age, right? It's just that things change fast when you're older. And I'm 53. They change faster for me now than they did 20 years ago. And it's going to be me, hopefully, at some point, right? I hope I'm the 75-year-old or the 80-year-old. But it's like you always talk about, Dave, with the rich guys. At what point do you just, you're good. You've done your job. You've done your duty. Go live life. Go have fun. But it's clearly not going to happen because clearly they stay. I mean, we've had people, there was one of the members of Congress that passed away in March. Made a single vote last year because of illness, because he wasn't there. And we continue to do this. And the problem is the people that are entrenched in a position have such an advantage in fundraising and winning the election because of that.
Yeah.
Because so many of these are safe districts.
Yeah.
The party's going to win, right? Like, the Democrats are going to win this area, and the Republicans, they're going to win this one. It's not that there's even a challenge that you're going to lose, the party's going to lose. It's that you just feel like, I don't know, is this kind of back to that same thing where you're like main character syndrome? Like, you're the only one that can do this the right way. But I feel like that's too much of the attitude of that generation of politicians. That we can do things, but man, those younger whippersnappers, even though they're in their 50s now, aren't going to be able to do the job, so we need to do it.
I just think we're kidding ourselves when we say there's no royalty in America. Mm. There obviously is. You can reach that status by being elected to the federal government. And just like we're seeing, I mean, I hate to keep drawing parallels to this, but like, just like the stupid workshop, it's like, why was that happening? Like, why do you not have to answer to anyone on this? Why can you go a year without voting and still get to retain your position in the federal government? It makes no sense. If I don't show up to run, if I don't press the buttons and make sure the spots play and turn on my mic, I get fired.
Especially
if I don't fulfill the duties of my job, I get let go.
We
why
just
don't
went
you?
Through Doge sending out fake letters to people saying that our review of your performance has been subpar,
right,
when they could show all their performances and they were excellent. It's easy to fire those kinds of people.
Yeah, real easy.
Yeah. Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. Happy Friday to you. Big holiday weekend coming up. Bernie Miklas joins us now. Hello, Bern.
What's going on, DG?
So, two nights ago, at the behest of my baseball-obsessed son, for the very first time in my life, I started watching Ken Burns' baseball documentary.
Yeah.
It is so amazing. It is fantastic. It is like reigniting my love of baseball and just so many things I didn't know, and I'm learning so much, and so I'm really enjoying that.
I loved it. I still do. I mean, I watch parts of it every now and then. You know, I thought the older stuff was the best stuff, simply for selfish reasons, mm-hmm. because that's the stuff I didn't know enough about, or not as much as I wanted to know.
Yeah.
And I, you know, there are things that people through the years have nitpicked about it. But listen, when you're trying to do something that has such a massive sweep of baseball history, you know, you're not going to give everything the proper time maybe that it deserves. So,
yeah.
Like, I know in St. Louis, people were a little ticked off. They thought Stan the Man Musial got a little bit of a short treatment there. He probably did. But Ken Burns is excellent what he does, and I love that. So yeah, I feel you when you tell me how much you're enjoying it.
Yeah, I mean, it's like someone who's never watched Breaking Bad or someone who's never watched The Godfather. Right. I'm just like, is anyone else seeing this?
And yeah,
why isn't everyone watching this?
I might have to go back and watch like the early episodes that you're talking about, Burn, because those are the ones that are just they're so far removed from our lives. That you feel like I felt like even though I read books and I learned all that stuff because I was a nerdy kid. That's like what stuff I like to read. It's not the same as seeing it in that context.
Yeah, I think and don't get me wrong. It's not like once he got to, say, the 1980s, I didn't like it. I liked it.
Yeah, same.
But I really love this stuff from the start of baseball time through, say, the 1970s, you mm-hmm. know, and then. And it's because of what you just said. You know, the rest of the stuff, I was like an adult baseball fan, so I didn't really need to learn more about that time because I lived through that time.
Specific question for you guys. I listened to both of you on your various outlets, and I understand most of it. One thing I've not really heard someone address, though, because Wheels, you have talked many times on this show and others about how Aaron Judge was like 24 when he came up the first time.
25 his first full season.
Right.
Yeah.
So why is it so paramount that Jordan Walker figure out his at-bats at the big league level? Because in my mind, it seems perfect to be doing that at the AAA level and let someone maybe like Sejacy, who's a little more ready for the big leagues, to come up.
Go ahead, Wills.
Well, I think a couple things. I mean, one, you're talking about some of these lessons can't be learned in the minors.
Okay.
Because minor league pitchers aren't as good as major league pitchers. So they'll make more mistakes and you'll think that you're having success that probably doesn't necessarily translate to the major league level. So there's partly that. And I think there's also that you're worried about the psychology of a player at some point too, right? Where you've already done the up and down and up and down and up and down. And do you want them getting back into that same mindset? Or do you just want them to focus on doing work, knowing they don't have to look over their shoulder, which is kind of what they've done with a lot of the young guys this year, right? It's don't look over your shoulder. You're not going anywhere. Matthew Liberatore, you're not going down. You're not coming out of the rotation. And sometimes having that knowledge that you're not going to be going back to Memphis and you're not going to be riding the bus back and forth can just allow you to focus on the work that you're doing. But no, there's also the counterpoint to it that, heck, even doing things, just playing full time can be good enough. And I think it's a difficult balance because there's an argument to be made that maybe Walker could go down for a period of time and then come back. So here's all the stuff we're working on. Hard to get you at bats right now, buddy, because Herrera's our DH and he's killing it. And Burleson's out hitting you. So it's hard to get you the at bats. Do this for a month and we'll see you then. But that's where they're going to be also talking about the mental side of it, the psychological side of it.
Yeah, I mean, I would be fired, but I would send down Gorman and Walker and let the guys who are producing really have a shot at it. Let those guys get at bats and play in the field every single day. But, you know, then again, why do I know? Go ahead, Burn.
You know, I think the Judge and Walker comparison is interesting because they're also both very tall, big guys.
Yeah.
And sometimes there's a lot going on with their swings. So it takes sometimes these really tall guys, they're all arms and legs. It takes them a while to kind of get everything synced up. But the other thing about Judge, you know, he played college baseball. Yep. Jordan Walker didn't. He went right from high school. Judge also had if you put his college at bats and his college and minor league plate appearances together, you're talking about 2,200 plate appearances. Walker's had 1,400.
Right.
So you know, Judge spent a lot of time in the minors because, you know, I think it was part of it was a little bit of a different time. I think prospects are now rushed to the majors at a faster schedule mm-hmm. than they were then. And the Yankees probably had a lot of talent. They were in no rush with him, whereas the Cardinals have more of an urgent need for Jordan Walker to come through.
Yeah, I think there's no question about that. But I back to the current setting, I think we could make a really good argument that you don't have better bench options at Memphis than Gorman and Walker. So if they're going to be part-time players here and bench players here, they might as well be two of the most talented guys that can hit the ball over the fence. If from a competitive standpoint, As I like Sajacy a lot, but Sajacy's never done in the minors what Nolan Gorman did in the minors. Right. He's never done in the minors what Nolan Gorman's done in the majors. I mean, Nolan Gorman's got a 27 home run season under his belt, right. And that was a good all-around year. So if you're looking just at the quality of the major league team, you're probably a more talented major league team and therefore a little bit better able to adapt on a day-to-day team for trying to win. But most teams just don't want those kinds of players playing part-time. But right now, I think that's the only real good choice.
I think Sajacy is going to be a good player, a useful player. And I do realize, you know, he's had, 32 major league games. He's hit .267, a .302 on base, .400 slug. Those are okay numbers, but they don't jump off the page. The other thing, too, you're only talking about, you know, basically 90 at-bats in the big leagues. That can kind of be like Bo Hart territory, and I don't know how many Cardinals remember him. No, sure. No. Every now and then, a dude comes up from the minor leagues and just goes. He just goes totally nuts for like 2 or 3 weeks, maybe 4 weeks, and then he sort of finds his own level again. So, with all due respect to my good friend Dave Glover, I don't know that I would get overly excited about Sajacy just yet. I think we'll a good point. You're sort of making a bet here. Who is going to help you more long-term? If you invest in Gorman or Walker, and at least one of those guys breaks through, maybe both of those guys break through, but you got to give it more time. That's what this season's supposed to be all about. I would give them both more time because they have a lot more upside than anyone that is at AAA for the Cardinals.
Yeah, there's also the other interesting part, too, in just this specific setup. One's right-handed, one's left-handed. And if you're looking at trying to balance out a bench, ideally you've got a little bit of everything.
Yeah. Good point. Yeah.
And I'm not, because the only lefty outfielder bat that you would bring up would probably be Ciani, and that's not a bat. That's just a glove. So if you're trying to keep some offensive, some thunder late in case you want to pinch hitting, or when you do give somebody a day off, right? If you give Arenado a day off, Donovan a day off, whoever, Burleson, the person stepping in is still at least dangerous. Right. There's still that chance they could leave the yard, even if they're not necessarily doing it on a regular basis.
See, we got to be careful with like minor league stats, and we got to be careful with, you know, guys that come up and do really well for a brief time. For example, you guys will both remember in spring training, towards the end of spring training, people were fussing. There were people ticked off. People were saying, why don't they give this Matt Kupierniak a chance? You know, this is unfair. Why don't they give? Well, maybe because the dude, after 136 at bats in AAA this year, he's hit .184 and slugging .257. That might be why. Gotcha. Because you can be easily fooled by spring training. That's all I'm trying to say.
And we could make a good argument, Bernie and Dave, that the Cardinals got fooled by Jordan Walker's big spring. And despite his lack of experience in the outfield and despite the lack of at-bats that you pointed out, Byrne, compared to a guy like Aaron Judge who came out of college, the more prudent decision might have been to not fall for the excitement and not worry about criticism, although they did need a bat. I mean, like, that's been the problem. And, you know, when you're looking at one of these recent years for the Cardinals, they haven't always been able to make the best decision because they've been missing something, they've been lacking something, and they're trying to maybe hope a little bit for a 21-year-old to catch fire, as opposed to being like, nah, he needs to go play outfield for 3 months down in the minors and keep working on this not chasing sliders thing.
Well, they did him a terrible disservice because they dropped him from AA right into the major league outfield, and he wasn't ready. They never gave him time to learn how to play the position. So he was a victim of, like, really an organizational ineptitude there. The other thing is there was one guy in town – in the media, one guy in town in the media, and by the way, you can't see me, but I'm raising my hand, who, when I was doing my show at KFNS, people were going nuts with me because in the final 2 weeks of spring training, I noted, you know, are you all watching this? Like Walker's doing nothing but hitting ground balls.
Yeah, yeah.
Is he ready? Like what? Ground ball. Are we sure that he's ready?
Yeah.
And Bernie, why are you being so negative? What?
Well,
I'm a realist. I'm not negative. I'm a realist.
And what else changes at the end of spring?
Yeah.
The quality of pitching that you're seeing. You're seeing more major leaguers.
And in a sense, like the people that were dogging me for pointing out the flaws, they were right for a while because Walker got off to a really good start, you know, in April, and then they sent him down prematurely. But still, those problems later resurfaced, you know? So he's an interesting case, but Brad Brown's working with him hard every day, and Walker's had to start to do things a lot differently. Same with Gorman. This stuff doesn't happen in a month or 6 weeks or whatever. It's and you got to ride with it, or what the heck's the point with a runway season?
Yeah, that's actually, you know, I didn't even think of it that way, Byrne, but that actually may be the answer to your question, Dave, is the team wants those guys working specifically with Brant Brown every day, the new hitting coach. They want those two guys communicating with him and working with him every day because they feel like maybe he's their best chance of getting them right.
Yeah. And I think I am probably, Byrne, a victim of our success. That I'm one of those people who are like, hey, wait a minute, we could win this division. Let's get serious about this, you know?
No, I understand that. And listen, that's going to be something as time goes on and the Cardinals are still hanging in this thing. Ali Marmol has said it. He's indicated it. John Mozeliak has indicated it. There will be a point in time if they're not getting results. If they, in their minds, have given these both of these guys enough, quote, runway, and nothing's happening, and you owe it to the other players on the team who have put you in contention.
Yeah.
And you have an obligation to them to take your shot to win. So that day will come, and it'll come towards the end of June. I can't pick a date, but that day's coming where they will have no choice but to at least for a while pull the plug on these guys.
That went really fast. It's time to talk about Saliga already. But that went really fast. Yeah, go ahead, Byrne.
I know.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Welcome back, DGS on KMOX 250. We just know too much about each other and what we're doing these days. No Mo May. You guys familiar with this?
No Mo.
So Mo, M-O-W, you're not supposed to mow your grass in May.
Oh, well, good luck with that.
So that it can grow a couple feet high and it can aid in pollination and giving critters homes. And a lot of people are saying it's ridiculous that we have this silly tradition of mowing our yards because it hurts the environment, it hurts animals, it hurts insects, and we need to extend no mow May to be don't mow at all.
I mean, good luck with your HOA. Good luck with your neighbors. Like, if you live out in the country and that, I do what you want, right? You live out in the country, nobody's going to bother you. You live in my neighborhood. If it gets to be 7 inches tall, you're going to be getting you're going to have problems.
Yeah.
You're going to have neighbors knocking on your door. You're going to get the HOA sending you letters and you're going to have issues. Like, believe me, I hate the whole thing. I don't like mowing. I don't like doing any of that stuff. But you can't go a whole month without doing that unless you live out in the middle of nowhere.
I think it's more practical to kind of take away the idea that we all need to have a lawn.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, because people are like,
artificial turf.
Right, or gravel, or, you know, whatever.
Although those things would be bad for a lot of the things they're talking about,
I guess so, yeah.
Like for wildlife and things like that. I mean, what do we expect the world to do? Do we expect the world to be going back to what it was in Little House of the Prairie times?
Yeah.
Yeah, basically.
Because it's not, that's not happening.
But you think about, like, out in California, they have these droughts and there's a limit to how much water you can use on your lawn.
Right,
and then
right.
You hear all these stories about celebrities who go like hundreds of gallons over the limit because they have to keep up appearances. They have to have their lawn looking like a golf course or something. I just find that to be completely ridiculous that we hold ourselves to the standard of like, it has to look like this. Like,
no, yeah. Yeah.
It'll be okay if it doesn't look picture perfect. If it doesn't look like it belongs on Instagram, like, you will be fine.
Yeah, I think that's a bigger problem than the mowing thing. Right? Like, if it's the summertime and it gets brown because it's 100 degrees out for 2 weeks, okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
It's not dead. It comes back. It's just not getting the water it needs to be perfectly green and beautiful. I don't think that should not be a problem. Because that becomes a problem, like with water in those situations in California, that's impacting other people's use of it for other things like drinking or bathing or, you know, whatever.
You know, I'm just thinking of the wildfires in California earlier this year, how that was just like the top story for weeks. And now you don't really hear about it anymore. And my heart kind of breaks for St. Louis because I know we're in the headlines right now. And I mean, here on KMOX, we're raising money for the Red Cross. You can go to KMOX.com/Red Cross to make a donation and your dollars stay local. And we highly encourage you to do that. But you wonder what's going to happen to all these people who don't have roofs, who have lost so much. Whenever this kind of fades from the limelight, their tragedy isn't any less real than it is right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're going to be, with so many thousands of structures hit in St. Louis, there are going to be probably hundreds that just did not have insurance. And that's going to be really interesting to see what happens there.
Yeah.
Because who's going to step up? And I'm not even sure who should step up. I've been salty about it when people down on like the Outer Banks keep building houses that keep getting hit by hurricanes and keep getting rebuilt by FEMA. And I don't like that. It's like, well, if you can't get insurance, maybe you shouldn't have insurance. So that's going to be an interesting thing that happens, like you said, Rach, in the coming weeks and months when it's no longer the front of mind.
You know, a lot of people are saying on social media we should use the Rams settlement money to try to help people rebuild. That would be a good place to put those funds. Hey, we even had someone on the stream bring it up earlier.
Boy, that'd be a big fight.
I think so. I think there's a lot of people who have their mind set on that money.
Yeah.
For sure.
Well, also, too, and I can't argue with someone who says, I have insurance. You should have insurance. Right?
I mean, yes. I mean, I get it. I mean, I understand the reality of the world, right? But if you don't have it, I understand what the cost is, and cost can be the problem, but what's the cost of not having it? And then something goes wrong.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. No.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, if we're always going to cover people that don't have insurance, then what's the incentive for everybody else to be like, well, I'll keep paying for mine.
Right. Which is why it'll be a big fight.
Right.
I think that'll be a bigger topic, though. I think
the settlement.
Yeah. When you're sitting on hundreds of millions of dollars and there are hundreds of millions of dollars needed, it's a pretty direct line to draw.
Yeah. I mean, they have been trying to say that they don't want that money to be like one time use. They want it to be something that can help sustain a bigger thing, but I mean,
yeah,
is what it is.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.